Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Joyce, and how may I help you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Lee Henderson, and someone charged at 12:30 Eastern Time on my credit card something for $56 and something.
All right.
I'm in California. Sorry.
May I have your zip code?
90622.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, please, and that first and last name?
Lee Henderson.
Okay. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account?
P.O. Box 6992, Buena Park, California, 90622.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Do you happen to remember maybe back in November that you only paid $7.45 shipping and handling to actually receive a Wi-Fi booster?
November?
Yes, ma'am. It was actually November the 28th, and you actually paid only the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive the Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, I did, but it wasn't on this account.
Yes, ma'am. And it was actually it was actually the Wi-Fi booster, and then there was a $3.99 warranty that was attached with it. And it was like a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that charge that you are seeing. Now, I do see actually another one. I do see a $7.45 shipping and handling fee for a streaming device. So let me see what that is. Give me 1 second. Let me find out what that is. This is actually a device that you actually attach to your TV to actually make the connection better on your TV for a power source. Okay. Do you remember ordering that, ma'am?
Yes and no.
Yes, ma'am. You've actually just, this one has just actually been purchased on the 10th. And it was $7.45 shipping and handling for the device. And then afterwards, after the 48 hours for signing up for the Factory Direct Savings Store, they billed you the $56.95 membership fee.
What?
Yes, ma'am. So that $56.95 that you're actually seeing is a membership fee for being a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I did not join any membership with any store whatsoever.
Do you remember actually paying the shipping and handling, the $7.45 shipping and handling to actually receive the item?
I remember looking at an item that was $4.95, and as I went on and got to where you put in the information,
yes,
it said $7.95.
Yeah, it charged you.
That's weird. It just changed more.
Yeah, it charged you. It was just the shipping and handling. That's what you paid in order to receive the item. Now, like I said, it was the item itself was a welcoming gift. It was free. You only paid the $7.45 to receive it. But
I don't remember reading anything about any kind of a welcoming gift of any sort, because
yes,
I did
ma'am.
Not anything.
If you scroll down in the terms and condition, it will actually explain it to you that you actually joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and it's an online web store, and what it gave you was $125 in a gift card to actually be able to go in there and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world with that email that you provided at the time of signing up.
Well, I'll just tell you what.
Yes, ma'am.
I did join some kind of a stocks and bonds newsletter. And once I did, I've been getting 45, 65 emails every day.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't want to have nothing to do with any emails. So when I get to them, I just go down and I trash them all. I do scroll down to the bottom and unsubscribe if there is a place to unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go in the trash.
Yeah, well, when you signed up for that, that email that you provided online when you signed up, they actually gave you a $125 gift card, and it's actually located in that email. You can go in that email, open it up, and there's a link in there for you to be able to use the $125 to actually go onto the web store and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world.
No, I wouldn't do that, so.
All righty. But what I can do, I can get you counseled out of this so you won't have any more reoccurring charges. Give me 1 second, please.
This is so asinine.
I can get you counseled. Give me 1 second.
I wouldn't pay $10 to join anything, let alone 56. That's stupid.
All right. Well, I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation number for you. If you're ready to take that down.
Yes, I am.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie. That's 258-971-074.
Okay, I don't know if I got this right or not, and I don't know who to give it to.
You can repeat it back to me. It is for your records, but in my system, you have been completely canceled out of it, and that is the cancellation order number. I've made notation of it, ma'am. So for your records, okay. If you need to call back, you can refer to that cancellation number.
Okay, it's C like in Charlie.
Correct.
258-971-074.
That is correct, ma'am.
Now, what do I do with it?
You can hold it as a future reference if you need to, but you're completely canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges, okay?
Okay, and so how do I get a hold of them and get my money back?
Okay, now, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund on that $56.95, which would be $19.93. That can be refunded to the account.
I may just have to call Discover Card and have them cancel my card for that purpose.
Now, the most of the refund I can order you, I can do 50%. And 50% refund on that would actually give you a 50% refund would refund you $28.48.
And this happened in November?
Ma'am.
And this happened in November?
This is a charge for February. This is what you were charged in February when you actually place an order for the streaming device. They charge you $56.95.
What is the streaming device this month?
Ma'am?
But about 4 months ago I did.
Yeah, the streaming device.
And I got it 4 months ago.
Okay, that you ordered 4 months ago was a Wi-Fi booster. You just recently placed an order for 740i5 for a streaming device that you attach. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ever order anything again. This is stupid.
Now, I can get you a 50% refund on that, which would be a refund of $28.48.
Fine, I'll take it.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. Alright, ma'am, that refund will show back up in the account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Whatever.
Alrighty. And thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day.
I hope you have one.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you.